السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الكریم اما بعد رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی الم نشرح لک صدرک ووضعنا عنک وزرک الذی انقض ظهرک ورفعنا لک ذکرک فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, by the grace of Allah Almighty, for the last few weeks we have tried to pinpoint certain aspects that may not allow us to attain the spirituality that we experienced in the month of Ramadan. And basically, in a nutshell, it was the eye that we spoke about and the tongue. Last night, when I was in deep contemplation, preparing for the Jumu'ah, I had something else in mind, but Allah Almighty put something else. And that's what I want to share today with my noble brothers and sisters. And before I speak about it explicitly, I would like to make mention of an example, so everything becomes very, very clear. A person goes to the showroom to pick up a brand new car. So it's a brand new car, he goes there and he picks it up, and let's say it's the best of the best. So he picks up a Rolls Royce and he brings it back home. Everything inside is perfect. All the gadgets, the look is perfect. The outside is perfect as well. He looks at the engine and it is spotless. It's remarkable. But when he goes for a drive, the first drive, he comes back home and he sits in the car, and everything is soothing to the eye and to the heart and to the soul. And he turns on the ignition and he starts driving. But he finds that the steering wheel is not in his control. So basically the car needs wheel alignment. Now, it doesn't matter how good the car is and how perfect it is and what logo or what name it carries, he can't drive it. Because he's driving towards the right and it is pulling towards the left, or he's driving towards the left and it is pulling towards the right. So basically everything is out of order. So he will return it. And then that same day somebody comes to his house with a substandard car and he sits in it. If you were to compare it with his Rolls Royce, there's no comparison. But he sits in it, and if he wants to drive to the right, it drives to the right. And if he wants to drive it to the left, it drives to the left. So basically the wheel alignment is very, very important. Likewise, there's alignment in our life. And the deen of Allah Almighty gives us moderation in life. It gives us stability and alignment. If we miss out on any injunction, we will be put out. We would want to walk towards the right, but there will be a pull towards the left. Or we would want to walk towards the left and there will be a pull towards the right. We would like to do something, but we will find that we are not succeeding. Now, I would like to apply this example to something that I believe is most important that we take seriously. In the month of Ramadan, basically the entire structure puts us back on balance. It's like our spiritual alignment. And if we think about it, there are two things that are noticed in the month of Ramadan. Two things. other than the fasting. One is the size of congregation at Isha, and one is the size of congregation at Fajr. This is what we see in the month of Ramadan. So we find that many people come for Salatul Isha, and the reason why they come for Salatul Isha, because the month of Ramadan is known for the month of Quran, and Quran is read, heard by the congregation in Taraweeh. So many people come for Taraweeh. Then we find a change in the size of congregation at Fajr. And the reason behind that is that the structure of the month of Ramadan compels us to wake up in the morning. May it be a spiritual compelling, or may it be because of our diet, we need to wake up so we can feed ourselves, we can replenish ourselves, so we can make it through the entire day. So these are the two notable changes in the month of Ramadan, excluding the fasting during the day. Now once Isha and Fajr is alive in the life of a believer, basically there's alignment. Especially Salatul Fajr. Salatul Fajr is a salah that brings a lot of balance. It demands that we make changes around it. And we'll speak about those changes next week. But I would like to make mention of the significance of this prayer, because immediately after the month of Ramadan, the number drops. Immediately after the month of Ramadan, the number drops. Now this dropping of number brings a lot of sicknesses. It's like sugar, diabetes. So when a person has diabetes, it's not one problem. It opens many doors of many sicknesses. The missing of Fajr introduces many doors of wrong. It is the spiritual diabetes. The missing of Fajr in Jama'ah. So for the men in Jama'ah, in congregation, for the women at home. So when I say establishing Fajr, the first thing that should come in mind is fi jama'atin, in congregation. And for the women at home. So missing this will open many doors. So this regulates our waking up. It regulates our sleeping. And it allows us to start very fresh and very spiritual. And that's one of the reasons that we extract maximum from the month of Ramadan, that we are establishing Fajr at home, or we are establishing Fajr in Jama'ah, in congregation. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, when he ate from the forbidden fruit, Allah Almighty decided that both Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, have to descend. So they descended. Alama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani and Alama Baghwi in Mu'alim al-Tanzil, they make mention that both of them descended. And this was a part of the plan of Allah Almighty, so they could procreate and generations will come into existence that will be tested. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who will be doing good or who will be doing bad. But when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in this dunya, the first time it was dark. So he arrived in the night. Now the theater that he exited is never dark. Jannah. It is always light, illuminated, beautiful and bright. So he felt very uncomfortable. He felt very uncomfortable when he landed in this dunya. He became restless. He was struck by anxiety that, ya kya ho raha, what is this? And he thought that dunya means darkness. He thought that dunya means darkness. But as we know that the night, by the order of Allah Almighty, has to disappear and has to be replaced by day. So after a few hours, when Allah decided that the night has to end and the day has to start, and the darkness was starting to be replaced by the light, Hazrat Adam alayhi salat was salam became tranquil. And he understood that this is not dunya. Dunya is not only darkness, but there are rays in that darkness as well. And later on he came to know that there is a lot of light in this dunya. So basically, it's up to us that what we take from this dunya, do we take light or do we take darkness? That's up to us. It's up to us what we want to take from this dunya. There's opportunity to take the package of light, and there's opportunity to take the package of darkness. And that's why Allah Almighty says, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That basically the friends of Allah Almighty, the mindful, those that are not struck by negligence, they will replace the darkness with nur, with light. Wherever they are, they will make that environment an environment of light. And those people that are negligent, they are ashabu shimal, the people of the left side. It doesn't matter even if they are in nur, they will make that nur dhulma. They will make it darkness. And they will take the darkness to the other side. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam realized that this theater in which I have been sent, this dunya is not only darkness, but it is a mixture. Sometimes it will be darkness, and there will be some patches of brightness. He made shukr. And he prayed two units just before sunrise. The first salah to be established, the first salah to be established in this dunya by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was salatul fajr. First salah. So he prayed two rak'ah just before sunrise. And the ulama kiram, the theologians and the scholars, they make mention that why two? Why not one? Why not three? So Allah knows better why two, but after study, the ulama have come to this understanding that the first unit basically was that, Ya Allah, you are removing the darkness. So we're making shukr. So the first unit of Fajr is the shukr for removing the darkness. And the second rak'ah, the second unit is shukr, gratitude to Allah Almighty that He is bringing light. Allah Almighty liked these two units so much that He made it a part of the Sharia, the constitution, the lifestyle of believers to come. Just like Hazrat Hajar, she ran between Safa and Marwa. It was liked by Allah Almighty, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillah, till the Day of Judgment. Whoever goes to perform Hajj, whoever goes to perform Umrah, he will have to run between Safa and Marwa. It was an amal that was liked by Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty wanted it to remain alive and active till the Day of Judgment. So these two units are so desired by Allah Almighty, so liked, that He made it a part of our deen. And the deen that is the final deen, complete deen, chosen deen, mahbub deen. This is the deen, and in this deen there is Salatul Fajr. Now think about it. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made shukr, because he did not know what was to unfold and what was to come after sunrise. He was struck by anxiety that there is darkness. He did not experience darkness in Jannah. So he made shukr for the first rakah, shukr, first rakah, that the night is going, alhamdulillah. And the light is coming, alhamdulillah. What do we do? What is our maqsad of praying Fajr? Our maqsad of praying Fajr is that, Ya Allah, whatever darkness there is around the corner, through the establishment of Fajr, remove that darkness. So basically for Hazrat Adam, it was a shukr. And for us, it is a ransom. We are paying an advance ransom. That Ya Allah, when we are placed in the grave, Ya Allah, remove the darkness. That's why we're establishing Salatul Fajr. Ya Allah, there is darkness in life. We can't find an exit. We do not know where to go. I'm stuck by this problem. There's an impediment, there's an obstruction. This is a darkness. I have nothing in my mind. I don't know what to do. These are all scenarios of darkness. The establishment of Fajr will remove the darkness in this dunya of all kinds, and darkness in alam-e barzakh, in the interim world, and darkness in alam-e akhirah. Now think about it. Salatul Fajr, if we were to give it a bodily shape, it is light. If you were to give it a bodily shape, it is light. And if we do not have the light early in the morning, how are we going to survive during the entire day? How are we going to survive during the entire day? So one of the reasons why we feel spiritual is that we establish this salah in congregation, or the minimum at home during the month of Ramadan. And many people that have the, they sleep through Fajr in the month of Ramadan, they fast. You ask them, they don't feel the same spirituality. There's a regret and a guilt that I miss Salatul Fajr. Because you know, Salatul Fajr is greater than fasting. Salatul Fajr is greater than fast. Salatul Fajr has much more power than Sawm. So one person he may miss, even if it is not deliberate. Mistakenly he slept through, but there will be a lesser experience of spirituality during that day, because he missed Salatul Fajr. Now think about it, a person who sleeps after the month of Ramadan, he sleeps with the intention of not waking up. We sleep with the intention, sona hai, uthna hi nahi. We have no intention that we're going to wake up. From the time we close our eyes, we are in the disobedience of Allah Almighty. At least make the intention. We don't even make the intention. Which law came to you or me or to any person that says that jama'ah of Salatul Fajr in the month of Ramadan is a must, but after the month of Ramadan you can relax? Where do we get this ruling from? How was this ruling introduced to the Ummah of the Nabi of Allah? Where do we get this ruling from? If anyone does come across such a ruling, please bring it to me. Introduce it to the Ummah. It will save so many people. But there is something that is stuck in the mind, that after the month of Ramadan, we can relax. Now keep in mind, for those people that pray Salatul Fajr at home, they will secure some benefit. But think about it, that person that doesn't pray, and he misses Fajr, and he sleeps through Fajr, you know what happens? The Nabi of Allah says, early in the morning when you wake up and you make wudu, placing water in the mouth is known as mazmaza, putting water in the mouth. And putting water into the nostrils is known as istinshaq. Istinshaq. The Nabi of Allah says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you wake up in the morning, clean your nose thoroughly. Thoroughly. Ye bansa hai na bansa. This soft bone, this is where the Satan sits throughout the night. Okay. This is where he sits. So he wants to make this his territory. He wants to make this his territory. So what happens is he sits here all night. Early in the morning, the Nabi of Allah says, blow your nose. Put water through it. Clean it. So that Satan cannot sit there any longer. It is just like the lions, the animal kingdom. There are many, many animals in the animal kingdom. If they want to decide what their territory is, they urinate. So they'll say, this is our territory. No one can enter this territory. If they do, we're going to fight. I'm going to challenge you. You can't enter my territory. So Satan wants to make this his territory, so he sits here. So early in the morning, if we don't blow the nose, he sits there. Now, if he sits there, what happens? Allahu Akbar. If he sits there, what happens? The first thing he does is, he holds your spinal cord. The Nabi of Allah says, he holds your spinal cord. Now, if one person is held by the spinal cord, that's it. He can't move. Your arm doesn't work, but you can still move. You got a problem in your muscle, you still can move. There's some level of movement. But if somebody holds you from your spinal cord, عمود فقري, that's it, you can't move. It's gone. So what the Satan does is, that if he sits here, the first thing that we have to do is we have to remove it. Because if we don't remove it, he holds us. And if he holds us, he will control us. He will control us. He will control our mind. A lot of people say that, Imam Sahib, we go to the, you know, we always got these bad thoughts in our mind. Bad thoughts are injected by the one that is controlling that spinal cord. He's putting thoughts in there. Dirty thoughts all the time. It's a constant challenge and battle. And many a times a person gives in, he drops. He drops. We need to release ourselves from his grip and place ourselves in the merciful grip of Allah Almighty. So that's why there are three places from where he holds the spinal cord. 1, 2, 3. So it's not good enough to release one grip and allow him to hold two grips. No, we need to release all three. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who understands, who can see that unseen world and can see what is happening at that moment, he says that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do, now we have to wake up first of all. We need to wake up. If we don't wake up, we're going to be in his grip throughout the entire day. Then we will feel comfortable with that grip. You know, somebody holds you like this, or he shakes your hand the first time, and he's very forceful, it hurts. But then you adjust to it. Then you start to feel comfortable with it. One person, he goes to the gym and he pumps weight the first time, he gets all cramps over his body. He returns back and he says, I can't move. Tells his wife to make massage. Now this is my story really. Make massage. Can't move. But he keeps going and he becomes habituated to it. No cramps. Feels comfortable. He's pumping weights and he's fine. So a person, when he's gripped by the Satan, by not waking up in the morning and following the three steps, he's taken over by him. It may be a source of anxiety for one day, 2 days, 3 days. Then he becomes habitual to it. Adi ho jata uska. Then it doesn't worry him. And that's when he has taken full control and he has won the battle. So the Nabi of Allah says, when you wake up in the morning, you need to release the first grip. First grip. Allahumma alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. You say this, the first grip is taken away. He has to release it. Then you go to the wudu khana, you make wudu. You're making wudu, you're putting water in the nostril, the one that is gripping, he drops out. And you make the wudu, a state of purification, the second grip is released. And then the third grip, when you pray Salatul Fajr, you are totally free from the grip of the Satan. Now, if he is not gripping you, and he is not guiding you, then who is left to guide? Allah. And Allah is merciful. And that's why the Nabi of Allah says, if a person, Jazakumullah, if a person, think about, and this is a big problem, sleeping with the intention of sleeping, not waking up. If a person sleeps through it, but he had the intention to wake up, Allah maaf karega, Allah will forgive. But one person, he's got no plan to wake up for Fajr, and he sleeps. Sleep through that time and wake up at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to work. Who's going to put barakat in the work? Who's going to put barakat in the rizq? Who's going to put barakat in our affairs? The Allah that wants us to wake up, and we say that we do not want to wake up. He invites us and we say we don't want your invitation. He's given an invitation. Wake up, talk to me. So nah, I don't want to talk to you. Allahu Akbar. خالق السماوات والأرض رب السماوات والأرض رب الأرضين. The Lord of this universe, He gives us an invitation. We say we don't want to talk to you. Is there a greater defiance than this that a human being can display throughout his life? Allahu Akbar. So the first thing that we have to do is, if we want to secure any level of spirituality that we experience in the month of Ramadan, is Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. All of us. Even the numbers in Ramadan are not so good in proportion to the community outside. So a lot of people in the month of Imam Uzair, can I have sahri and go to sleep? Can I have sahri and go to sleep? And they're asking me, so I can give them a ruling. Some people say to me, Imam Sahib, I can't wake up for Fajr. I said, no, I don't believe in that. Allah will not give a command to a person that he cannot fulfill. If you can't wake up, study what you are doing when you are sleeping. What you are doing during the day, it may be that Allah doesn't want to speak to you now. If you can't wake up in the morning, you're making a firm intention, I want to wake up, and you can't wake up and you sleep through it, big problem. That means He's not giving you even an invitation. Invitation is only given to those that are liked by Allah Almighty. So we have to study, where did I go wrong? Allah naraz ho chuka hai. Allah has become upset. How do we know that the month of Ramadan has been truly accepted? That we sustain that spirituality and we build upon it. And that's why the Nabi of Allah says that if a person sleeps through that time, you know what this devil does? To announce his triumph and his victory and his kamyabi, bala fi uzunayhi, he urinates in the ears. Says, this is my territory. Basically, bala fi uzunayhi is telling the other devils, this is my work. I'm going to get the credit for this from the big shaitan. So you don't have to worry about this, I've got him now. Bala fi uzunayhi. He will urinate and then he will go ahead and then work upon other people in the daytime. So a lot of people say, can't control my mind. A lot of bad thoughts. There's urine in there. And the urine of the most impure. The urine of the most impure. We're starting the day by neglecting one of the greatest orders. We're starting the day by placing ourselves in the theater of darkness. Salatul Fajr is Noor. So my noble audience, now for brothers, in Jama'ah, congregation, make a firm intention. Whatever sacrifices have to be made at night, because of our programs, we can't wake up in the morning, sacrifice those programs. If you can't wake up in the morning, you need more of a sleep, sleep earlier. This is what Salatul Fajr demands. If you sleep at 1 o'clock and you can wake up at 4 o'clock, Alhamdulillah. But if you can't, make adjustments at night. We'll speak about that in time to come. Make the firm intention today that I'm going to establish Salatul Fajr. I want to start by connecting myself with Allah Almighty. I want to start the day. I want to place myself in light. And through that light, I will live my life. So Allah Almighty will remove the darknesses of this life, the darknesses of Alam-e-Barzakh, and the darknesses of Alam-e-Akhirah. Now I want a very strong response. Do we accept? Inshallah. Are we going to see everyone for Salatul Fajr tomorrow? Inshallah. MashaAllah. Make the intention, Allah will give the ability. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaykum.